Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August 19th. The grains closed sharply lower in the corn and the beans, lower in the wheat. December corn down 14 and a quarter cents, 550 and three quarters. That's just a quarter cent under the 100-day moving average. If we close December corn under 548, I think we've got a problem out here. Funds, even after today, I think they're long. Close to 250,000, maybe 240,000 contracts of corn. With the charts looking lower, these production numbers coming in bigger. We'll get the results of the crop tour in the morning. I think it's going to be a bigger number than what most people would have guessed out here just a month ago. So if that's the case and these funds are long the wrong way, there could be significant liquidation in the next 30 days. Wheat down 9 3/4 in September, closing at 727.5. We rallied at 11 cents off the lows. We're still dry in Australia. We're still dry in Russia. But the dollar was very strong here today, up 43 ticks, 93.57. That really puts a damper on our export abilities out here. Egypt took the Romanian wheat, but they had Ukrainian wheat offers right behind it and some Russian. There weren't that many offers out there, but still, the U.S. is locked out of that business. Beans closed down 33 1/4 cents at 13.20. This is, a really tough close in the bean market. Looking at the chart real quick, this was the second lowest close since August 3rd. August 3rd, we closed at 13.20. And today we closed at 13.20 3/4. So if we take that out and close under that tomorrow, we're underneath the trend line, underneath the 10, the 50, and the 100-day moving average. Funds are still long. They came in long 104,000 today. They probably sold 25,000. So they're still long 80,000 beans out here. Certainly looks like we could test 1241 out here, which is the 200-day moving average. So certainly not good closes out here. We're going to get more rains, as we mentioned this morning. Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Minnesota. The crop tour will hit Minnesota today, and those yields ought to be really tough. So that's going to drag down the national yield significantly. But the rest of the country, particularly south of I-80, looks to be in pretty good shape out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.